The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chaf 120, and we have five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. So we're in the middle of discussing the Bnei Slavcha. Specifically, the last Gemara was waxing poetic about the Chashivus of the Blos. Chachmani Yoseim, Darshani Yoseim, Tzidkani Yoseim. How do we know they were Chachmani Yoseim? They were shrewd. They were wise. They knew to find an opportune time to come to Moshe Rabbeinu to present their case. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Masechtas Yevamos, Hayu Yoshev V'Dorish B'Parshas Yevamin, and they came to Moshe and they said, if a bas is treated like a ben, then there's no reason we shouldn't yarshin, the same way our brothers would have yarshin. And if a bas is not treated like a ben, that means that our father died without any banim, ubein einloi, then our mother should require yibum. So they waited for an opportune time. Thus you see that they were chachamim. Darshani Yosei, they understood from darshani the parsha of Nachlois that had there been a son, then they wouldn't have been entitled to a Yerusha. And at the same time, Tzidkani Yoy says, well, says the Gemara, how do you know that they were Tzidkani Yoy? Shalei nisu el lahogin lahad. Because when it came time for them to get married, they only married within their shevet. They refused to marry outside of that shevet. And this is really based on a Gemara that we're going to see shortly, where the Gemara says that even though that dar that entered Eretz Yisrael had an iser of leisisayv nachla, an iser that we spoke a lot about last week, where it was aser for a woman that was destined to Yarshin, to marry somebody outside of her Shevet, but there was an exception to that rule. The Bnei Slavchad were exempted from that Isser, stating that they took upon themselves not to marry outside their Shevet, and it's from there that you see Tzidkani Yosef. And the Gemara elaborates on this point. Of the five Bnei Slavchad, the one that got married youngest was more than 40 years old. And the reason was because they couldn't find somebody that was hogun from their Shevet. Now, had they been Moira Heter and used what they were allowed to do, which is marry outside of their Shevet, they could have been married at a younger age. But they were Mevater on their interest of getting married to be Medaktik, be Machmer, to marry somebody within their Shevet. And it's from there that you see that they were Tzidkani Yosef. Any freak to Gemara, is that such a proper thing to do? To wait until even after the age of 40 to get married? Rav Chizr said, if a girl gets married before she's 20 years old, you let us ask Shishin. She's going to be so fertile, she's going to be able to have children until she's 60. Bas Esrim, if she gets married when she's exactly 20, you let us Adarban, she'll be able to have children until she's 40. Bas Arban, if she waits until she's 40 to get married, Shuveni, she's not going to have children at all. So if not getting married at the age of 40 or later would cause a person not to be able to have children, why they took kanyos for waiting so long? Says the Gemara, Elo, mitoich shetit kanyos heim, nasol neski yoicheven. No, they would such tit kanyos that they had betochen, that they would have the same miracle that happened to yoicheven. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, v'yelachish mibeis levi, v'yikaches bas levi. And this pasuk, of course, is referring to Yocheved, who married Amram. Amram was from the family of Levi. Yocheved was Bas Levi. They came together, they got married, and they had Moshe Rabbeinu. Efshe freik de Gemara, Bas Meh v'shloishim shon v'kar lo Bas. This happened right in the beginning of Parashat Shmos, which would make Yocheved 130 years old. So if Yocheved is 130 years old, how could you refer to it as a bas? Says the Gemara. She was born in Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim, but she was conceived outside of Mitzrayim. Why then would she call the bas if she was really 130 years old? That she was like to a miracle, that she became like a naira. Her body changed and she became like a young girl. Nesadin habasar, nispashtu hakimotim, v'chazra yoyfilim koyman. She became again like a young child. So the Bnei Slavchad had bitachin that they would merit the same exact miracle. They were soymech al hanes, that they would have the miracle that happened to Yocheved. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. But that's where you see that they were tzidkaniyos. Number one, that they didn't marry outside of their shevet, even at the expense of having to wait until after they were 40 years old. But even more so, the fact that they had betochin that they would merit the miracle of Yecheved, it must be they were on a very high madrega if they thought that they would be shayach to this miracle. It says the Gemara B'derech Agav, we mentioned this pasuk Vayelachish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi, and we just established it's referring to Yecheved, who was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we of course know the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that Yecheved and Amram had been married previously, but Amram got up, he divorced Yecheved because of the gzeira of Pari. Pari made an gzeira that every son that's born you have to throw into the yard. They didn't want to have children. What's the point? We're going to have a son, he's going to be thrown into the yard. Miriam gave techocha to Amram. Miriam said, your gzeira is worse than Pari's gzeira. Shapari like gazer el al ascharim. And you're being gazer on the scharim and the nekevais v'nimsei zarish al avram avinu kolam yelof. That's even worse. So Amram got the techocha, he accepted it, and he went ahead and married Yecheved again. And that's this pasuk. Vayelach ishmi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. It is not when they're getting married for the first time. It's when they're getting married for the second time. So Freik the Gemara, vayikach v'yachsam v'boyle, shouldn't have said that he was being machzik grushasa, he's marrying her for the second time. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida malamit she'asa l'maisa l'kukha. You see from here that they treated it as if he was marrying her for the first time. Hushiva ba'piriyoin, v'aharin u'miriam m'shoirin l'faneo, malachi ha'shoris oimrim, Aim Habonim Samechana. This is a Gemara, many aspects of it that we've spoken about in the Daf at Lent. We spoke about it in Soita David Beis. We spoke about it more recently at the very end of Perek Chaskes Abatim. It's Chaskes Abatim, Daf Samech Amid Beis. I think we spoke out the raid. Daf Samech Beis, it was a Sunday Daf. We went back to the end of Daf Samech Amid Beis. But either way, we've gone through different aspects of this Gemara, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, just three ha'aras regarding this Gemara that we just learned. Number one, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi, and the context is right after the Gzera of Parai. Parai made a Gzera that any son that's born, Hayo'ira Tashlichu, Ish goes from Beis Levi, takes a Bas Levi. Chazal, again, give us the rest of the story. Soita Yudbeis Amad Aleph, a little bit right here. The Ish is Amram. The Bas Levi, the Isha, is Yecheved. They had been previously married. As a matter of fact, they had two children. They had Aharon and they had Miriam. They had gotten divorced because of Paris Gzera. Miriam gave Amram Teichacha. Amram accepted the Teichacha. And that was the context of Vayelech Ish, Mi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. I, from the Pasuk, it sounds like they're getting married for the first time. V'yachzor v'yikach mibayalei, says the Gemara, Malamit she'asal l'maisa l'kuchen, ha'yshiva ba'piriyon, because this wasn't just a wedding. This was from the great weddings of all time. The Malachi Asharis were there. They were saying, Eim abonim semecha. That's the context. But there's an obvious question over here. If the Ish mi beis Levi is Amram, and the Isha mi bas Levi is Yecheved, these aren't just ordinary people. These are chshuvim. Amram gadol adar hoya, says the Gemara. So why doesn't the pasuk say, Vayelech Amram vayikach es Yecheved? Why vayelech ish mi beis Levi vayikach es bas Levi, which almost sounds like they're being presented as pashut the Yidden? They were anything but pashut the Yidden. Imagine referring to Reb Chaim Kanievsky as an ish mi bnei Brak. He's an ish mi bnei Brak. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the gadol hador. So vayelech ish mi beis Levi vayelech Amram vayikach es Yecheved. So I remember many years ago I went with my zayda to a chumashir for Abba Brandspiegel. So I remember he said that the Torah is coming to teach us a lesson that you think in order to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, your father has to be the Gadol Adar, your mother has to be a Gadol Adar. That's what the Torah is coming to say in a very subtle way. Moshe Rabbeinu can come from an Ish mi Beis Levi and an Isha mi Bas Levi. That's the message. It's true. It was Amram and Yecheved. These were Gedoli Adar. They were Miuchasois. They traced themselves to Levi, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. They were the Miuchasi Shabi Yisrael. But it didn't have to be that way. It's not because it was Amram and Yecheved. That's why there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can vax even from a Pashut Shtub, a Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, even a Vayikach Isha mi Bas Levi. That could also produce a Moshe Rabbeinu. But I saw recently a beautiful deher from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and his Emes Liakov. He says it twice. He says it on this pasuk right here, Bekitzer, and then he sends you to what he said in Parshas Bereishis, Machbon Barichos. And he says something that's Ru'uyin Lamisha Amram. He says, you know what the Torah was coming to emphasize? Moshe Rabbeinu was the manag of Klai. So he's the greatest leader we've ever had. He stood on top of the mountain. He was Mekabel Torah Misina. He went up to the Shemayim for 120 days. Lechem Le'ochel, Mayim Le'shasa. Moshe Rabbeinu reached levels that no Yid was ever going to reach. In other religions, people like that are not the child of a man and a woman. In other religions, they come from supernatural type circumstances. The Torah wanted to emphasize that our manik, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Yeludisha. Vayelech ish, mi beis Levi. Vayikach es bas Levi. Avada, the Torah could have said Amram ben Yecheved. But then you have to know who Amram was, who Yecheved was. You know what the Torah is trying to emphasize? Exclamation part, emphasis on ish. Emphasis on Bas. The Torah is coming to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a regular Isha. He was the son of a man and a woman. That's who our great Samanag is. And Afal Pikain, he was able to shtag. And he says that there's a very deep message over here, and it goes to the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. And that is that we believe that we're made up of two components. We're made up of a guf that comes from the Adama, Me'ayim Basa, but at the same time, we're also made up of an neshama, a chelak elikam imal. Our job is to take our neshama, fuse it together with our guf, and create a being that's even greater than the malachim. It's even greater than the celestial beings, because we're not all physical, like the behemoths are, for example. We're also not only spiritual. We're a combination of the physical and the spiritual, of the Gashmi and the Ruchni. And when you can take Gashmi and Ruchni and elevate the Gashmi, that's even greater than Ruchni. The elevated Gashmi is even greater than Ruchni. But the point is that that's our belief. Our belief is not that there's Guf, there's Gashmi, there's Ruach, there's Ruchni, and one has nothing to do with the other. By us, the Manigei Adar can get married. There's a mitzvah to eat. There's a mitzvah to drink. It's true, by the Umay Sa'ilam, they can't relate to that. There are people that live an ascetic type existence. This one doesn't talk. This one practices abstinence. That's not our belief. Our belief is that Alas Kum Tzazaman, Moshe Rabbeinu, is a Yeludisha. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov talks about it at length. Maybe we'll save it for another day. In Parashas Bereishis, says something beautiful. It's actually related to Yontif, the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Oikulei Lashem, Oikulei Lachem, Achatzi Lashem, Achatzi Lachem. Maybe we'll save it for one day next week. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, as we mentioned, Yecheved. Yecheved was Noilda Bein HaChoymos. I think we spoke this out once, that I saw for Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen says, what's the significance of Yecheved being Noilda Bein HaChoymos? He says, because Yecheved was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a dual function. He had to do two things. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu had to negotiate with Paroi. He had to spend a year with Paroi and negotiate the exodus of Klal Yisrael. He had to be a warrior. He had to be a leader. At the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu was the man of Ruchni of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. Moshe was the one that initially was supposed to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Tzadik HaKoyen, that Moshe Rabbeinu, in order for him to be able to wear these two hats, had to be made up of two koiches. In order to be able to handle with Paroi, he had to have a little Mitzri in him. But at the same time, in order for him to be able to be Mekabel Torah Misinai, he had to be in Eretz Yisrael the Geyid. So Moshe Rabbeinu's mother is Yecheved. She was Noilda Bein HaChoymos. Hayrasa was in Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, Leidos is B'Mitzrayim. She's Bein HaChoymos. She's able to straddle both worlds. She comes a shtickle from Mitzrayim. She comes a shtickle from Eretz Yisrael. The shtickle that she has coming from Mitzrayim, that gave her son the koiches to be able to deal with a Mitzri, to be able to deal with Paroi, to be able to implement the makis and negotiate the ultimate vayhi b'shalach Paroi Esayom. But at the same time, the fact that she's Bein HaChoymos, she comes a little bit from Eretz Yisrael, that's what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the koiches to be able to be mekabel Torah Misinai, lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. It reminded me of something that I once saw from the Shem Yishmul. The Shem Yishmul says, and this is in Yana D'Yoyma, so Shavuos next week. So Shavuos we lay in Rus. Rus, of course, is the Baba, she's the grandmother of David HaMelech. David HaMelech came from Rus. And every single person is bothered with the most obvious kasha. David HaMelech, Malchus based David, all the Melachim, Chizkiyo, Yeshio. Who do they come from? From their maternal side, they trace the Yichas to a Mayavia. Al Rishonim on a Mitzarin. That she was even Mutalavi B'Kal Hashem. Even that was controversial. Mayavi V'loy Amoy. V'loy Amoynis. Mayavi V'loy Mayavis. But why would we want, shouldn't David HaMelech have had Yichas from the Rebbe HaMelech? Shouldn't he have some nice The yichus of David HaMelech is, he comes from Amay Avia, he comes from Rus. There's many terutzim that was said. But something so profound, I once saw from the Shem Mishmul, the Heilige Sachet Shavir Rebbe, he said that in order for a melech to be able to rule, sometimes he has to be an achzar. It's not possible. You sometimes have to rule with an iron fist. You have to make unpopular decisions. You have to do things sometimes that are going to hurt people. It's the only way. As a matter of fact, Shaul HaMelech had Rachmanus on Agog, and what happened? He lost the Melucha because of that. He wasn't supposed to have Rachmanus. Sometimes a Melech is somebody that has to be able to exercise Achzorius. It's part of the job. It's one of the criteria that you have to have. Hot the Shem Mishmul Gazak, that for a Yid not to be a Rachman is not possible. Because we're Rachmanim and Rachmanim. We're Baishanim, we're Gemle Chasadim. There's no other way. Hashem needed that Malchus Beis David should be able to sometimes rule with an iron fist. Sometimes look the other way. Not have compassion. The only way that would be possible is if there was one artery that was pumping non-Jewish blood. Blood that came from Moyav. Blood that came from a nation that stood for Achzorius. It's for that reason the Hashkacha Hot Gefirt, that David HaMelech, albeit from a great-great-great-grandmother, should have Yichus of Mayavia, that would give him the ability not to make the same mistake that Shaul did. David got the Malucha because he took it from Shaul. Why did Shaul lose it? Because he had Rachmanis when he wasn't supposed to have Rachmanis. How are we going to make sure that David HaMelech is not going to make the same mistake? The way we're going to make sure David HaMelech doesn't make that same mistake is by giving David HaMelech dual koiches. On the one hand, he has koiches. He comes from Yishai, tracing himself all the way back to Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu. But at the same time, from his maternal side, or from his father's mother, he has yichus, that's mayavia, that's going to allow him to straddle these worlds. So Moshe Rabbeinu the Manik had to have koiches from two sides to be able to wear both hats. David HaMelech had that same necessity, and that's why David HaMelech comes from a mayavia. Either way, so again, we're talking about the Benois Tzlafcha. Now, it's interesting, the Benois Tzlafcha are mentioned twice in the Torah. So they're mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, that's the parsha that we've been primarily discussing, when the Benois Tzlafcha come and they present their case to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're mentioned again in Parshas Maase, at the very end of Sefer Bamidbar, where the Torah talks about the Isser Hasavas Nachla. So the Torah over there again mentions the Bnei Slavcha. But if you look carefully at the Psukim, you'll see that the order in which the Bnei Slavcha are mentioned is different the two times they're mentioned. In Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavzayim Pasuk Aleph, the Ilish Mois Benoisav, these are the names of the Bnei Slavcha: Machla, Noya, Vichagla, Umilka, Visirza. If you look in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph, so over there it's Machla, same first one, not Noya, there it's Sirza, Chagla, Umilka, Vinoya. So two of them are out of order. Noya and Sirza swap. So the Gemara assumes that the reason must be because Lahalon, Monomachos of Derech Kudulasan. In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah mentioned them in order of their age. Vikan, and over here in Parshas Pinchas, Derech Achmasan. The Torah is mentioning them in terms of how wise they were. And what's the Svaras? The Rashbam helps us out here a little bit. Lahalon, Monomachos of Derech Kudulasan, because over there we're talking about them getting married. Vatiyena machla sirtza v'chagla umilka v'noya b'noy safcha l'vnei doideyam l'noshem. The context over there is that they got married. They married b'nei doideyam. They probably got married in order of their age, says the Rashbam, because it's a pasuk. Lo yasakeim b'mkoymenu. Lo says it's atzeir l'fnei abechira. Lavan famously told Yaakov Avinu that it's inappropriate for the younger daughter, Rachel, to get married before the older daughter, Leah. So what do you see from there? The older daughter is supposed to get married first. So it's mistaber then that the seder over there, in the context of them getting married, is probably in order of their age, because that's when you get married. You get married based on your age. However, over here, we were talking about them coming with a taina. They're coming as chachmanios. They're coming as darshanios. They're coming as sikonios, making this argument that they should be able to inherit. So there has nothing to do with age. It makes more sense that we're mentioning them in terms of the seder of chachma. Incidentally, this Rashbam, v'yasakeim b'mkoymenu losis asir l'fnei abechira, we spent a lot of time in this in the daf, Masechtas Kedushin, daf nun beis amar aleph. The Rashbam seems to be saying that we learn a halacha from Lavan. Lavan said that, Yaakov, I know you worked for Rachel, but at the end of the day, it's inappropriate for the younger daughter Rachel to get married before the older daughter Leah. Do we learn a halacha from there? How far is this supposed to go? This is true from Moshe. It's a famous Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Nunbeis Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam brings a Maisa Shahaya with one of the Rishonim who was Mekadesh, the daughter of a Gros Gvir, and it was unclear which girl was supposed to be Mekudeshes. And Rabbeinu Tam Paskin that the oldest one is supposed to get married. Because of this pasuk, Layasa came from Koimenu Losis Atzeiro, Lefnea Bechira, and the obvious Kashit, according to Lava, and Yaakov seemed to have argued with that. Yaakov had no problem marrying Rachel before Leah. This was all Lavan, it's Taina. So it sounds like you have a machloik is Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. Lechura, I would think you're Paskin like Yaakov. Maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. Either way, Sila Lavan, because they're Chitulasim. In Parshas Masi, in the context of them getting married, the reason the Seder is the way it is because that's based on their age. The kind over here, Derech Chachmasa, Misayele, Rav Ami. Dom Rav Ami, be Yeshiva, Holakach Chachma. When it comes to Yeshiva, you're supposed to give people Chashivas based on Chachma. The Mesiba, but when it comes to a Mesiba, such as a Mishta or a Chasin, a Holakach Zikna, then you're Mechabe, the person that's older. Am Rav Ashi, food the Maflik B'Chachma. This that we say, it's so Pashit, that by Yeshiva you go after Chachma, it's only if you have someone that's much smarter than the other person. But let's say you have two people, one's a little smarter, but the other one is older, not so Pashit. And at the same time, when you say be Mesiba, Holakach Zikna, food the Maflik B'Zikna, it's only if he's much older. What if you don't have someone that's Maflik B'Chachma, you don't have someone that's Maflik B'Zikna? I am Breshman. They were all shakal. One wasn't greater than the other. They were actually all shakal. The Bnei Slavcha, the word Vatihenu, Havai Achas Kulon, they were all on the same matrik. Amr Rabbi Yudamash, Bnei Slavcha, Hutuli Nosel Chalashvat. Bnei Slavcha were allowed to marry somebody from any Shevet that they wanted. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, L'toiv Beineyem Tieno L'Noshen. So the Pasuk over there in Parshas Masay, when it discusses them getting married, so they're told that you, Bnei Slavcha, you are allowed to marry anybody that you want. Zeh ha-dover ha-shetziva Hashem le-Bnei Slavcha le-Mar. This is what you should tell the Bnei Slavcha. La-toiv be'ineyem tiyeno le-Noshem. Whoever you're interested in marrying, marry. Ach, however, le-Mishbachas mat-e-aviyem tiyeno le-Noshem. 9 seconds later, you should marry somebody from your own shape. It says the Gemara Elamani Mekayim. How do you read the end of the pasuk? Ach, mishpachas mati avim tiyano lenoshim. It's a toivah. You see on a kasuk. That was just an it's a toivah. Shlo yinasu el lagulam. The katchila marry somebody from your shevet. But really, if you don't want to, it's something that you don't have to do. So before we go weiter, so you see here the Gemara says that from this pasuk zeh hadavar ashetziv Hashem b'nei slavchad lemer latoiv beinam tiyano lenoshim. We learn that the b'nei slavchad were an exception to the rule. Whereas everybody had this Isra Savas Nachla, not the B'nai Slavcha. They were allowed to marry anybody that they wanted. Stating that, there's an Eitzah Toivah Kamash Malon. Rameir Simcha says, I have another Raya. And in fact, Rameir Simcha makes a cheshbon somehow that the Gemara really means his Raya. I'm not sure how he does that. But Rameir Simcha says, I'll bring you a Raya from a Pasuk of Parshas Minchas. And this is classic Rameir Simcha. When the Pasuk discusses the original encounter between the Bnei Slavcha and Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Pasuk say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimar. So Moshe Rabbeinu hears the argument of Bnei Slavcha. Vayakrev es mishpatim lefnei Hashem. He immediately turns around and he goes to Hashem. Says the Pasuk, Hashem tells Moshe, came Bnei Slavcha doivres. Bnei Slavcha a tiny good. Not saying titan lemachuzas nachla, but teichachi aviyam. Let them have what they're supposed to get. Vahavarta is nachlas aviyam lohem. And give nachlas aviyam lohem. Says Rameh of Simcha, the Torah used the word vahavarta. Interesting choice of words. Because the Gemara said in the beginning of the Perek, that what do you learn from the word havarta? It's a lashon of havaras nachla. Havarta is in the context of the nachla changing from one shevet to another shevet. So why would the Torah use the lashon the havarta is nachlas aviyam lahem? Says Rameh Simcha, this is a remez that the Bnei Slavchad were allowed to marry outside of their shevet. If they're allowed to marry outside their shevet, they're going to yarshin from their father Slavchad, who took from Chefer, who took from Mocher ben Menashe ben Yosef. They're taking something from Shevet Yosef. What if they married someone from Shevet Zvulun? So now it comes out that they just were maver the nachla outside of their family's estate. That's something that ordinary you're not allowed to do. Oh, the teretz is. Bnei Slavchad were different. Either way, so says Rameh Simcha, I have a remez, not from Parshas Masay, but from the Ikur Parsha of Nachlois, from Parshas Pinchos to this, he said. But the Gemara asks Akasha, how could you tell me that the Bnei Slavchad were allowed to marry anybody they wanted? Moisev Rabba, Emor Aleyem. it says in Vayikra Chav Beis, and the context over there is completely random. It's talking about a Tomei who's not allowed to eat kachim. And Moira Aleim Ludoy Resechem Cholish Asher Yikra Mikol Zarachem Al Kachim Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael Hashem V'Tumaseh. If somebody's Tomei and he gets too close to kachim, meaning he eats kachim, the Nichrasa Hanefesh Ahim Milfonai Ani Hashem. This person is going to be Chayiv Kares. Says the Gemara. It says Emor Aleihem. Tell them the Dorei Seichem. It's a little conflicting. Aleihem sounds like it's Negeah them, that door. The Dorei Seichem sounds like it's Negeah future generations. Says the Gemara, Emor Aleihem Loisanoim Domal Arsina. Talking to the people on Arsina. The Dorei Seichem, Elu Dorei Saboim. These are the Kumedi Gedoris. In Nemar Avois, Lama Nemar Bonim. In Nemar Bonim, Lama Nemar Avois. Why does the Torah have to emphasize, I'm telling it to the Yidden, this halach is relevant to the people standing on our Sinai, and it's also relevant to the future generations. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because sometimes you find an Isser that the Torah mentions that's Negeya Avos, that's not Negeya the bottom, and sometimes you find an Isser that's Negeya bottom, not, meaning there was certain Isurim that were Negeya only the Dar that stood at our Sinai that wasn't Negeya future generations, and at the same time there were Isurim that were Negeya future generations that were not Negeya the generation of the Yavis, such as Ba'avisuimer by the Yavis, it says V'chol Basri Reshes Nachlo. That's the Isser of Asavas Nachlo. And the Isser of Asavas Nachlo only applied to the generation that stood at Har Sinai. It was not Negeah, future generations. The flip side, the Yesh Bebonim Asha'in, the Harbe mitzvahs and Stavu Banim, so in Stavu Avis, there are many mitzvahs you find that the Banim have that the Avis don't have. What are those many mitzvahs? What are many mitzvahs that future generations were going to have that the Yidden that stood at our Sinai weren't going to have? Says Rashbab, the mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, truma, meiser, chala, orla, revai, leket, shikhope, v'chein harbe. There's many. So it's for that reason. What do you see? You see clearly that there was an Isser for that dar of Hasavas Nachlo. What does that mean? Everyone in that generation was not allowed to marry outside of that Shevet. So if everyone in that generation was not allowed to marry outside of that Shevet, then how could you tell me now that the Bnei Slavchad were allowed to marry outside the Shevet? And what's the Makar? L'toiv b'neim t'yen l'noshim. Rav Meir Simcha is another Makar. V'avartem es nachlas aviyam lehem. You see, it's Shayach Havaras Nachla, which means they can marry outside of their Shevet. Doesn't it say clearly that Yesh Ba'ovis Masha'im Ba'bonim, and that's this Isser? So the Gemara said, Hu Moisev lo, Hu Mefarik lo. He answered the Kash himself, a very simple teretz of Ami Bnoi Slavchad. It's true there was a general Isser, but the general Isser did not apply to the Bnoi Slavchad. Amar Ma. Ba'ovei Suwayim Ev Chobasi Reshes Nachla. Ba'ovei Sin. Ba'ovei Slav. Bonim Loi. We're saying as a Dabar Pasha that the Isser Asav as Nachla applied only to the Ovis. But it did not apply to the Bonim. Says the my Mashma. How do you know that? How do we know? Why is it so Pasha that the Isser Asav as Nachla? Maybe for all generations, if there's a Bas who's a Reshes Nachla, meaning, she is next in line to Yarshin. She's now not allowed to marry somebody from another Shevet because of a new Isser of Asavas Nachla. Why is it so poshit that it only applied to the generation of the Boyarits? Omar Rav, Omar Kro. Zeha Dover. Because in the Parsha of Asavas Nachla, it says the magic words. It says Zeha Dover. And we learn from there, Dover Zeh lo yehe noyeg ela bedorza. That this should only apply to this door. Zeha Dover. For this Zeh that does a dig a door. But no other door is this going to apply to. Omar Rav, Omar Rav. The only time it says in the Torah Zeh HaDavar is not the Parsha of Asavas Nachla. You find Zeh HaDavar in many places in the Torah, such as Shechut Echotz. You're not allowed to shech the carbon outside of the Azor. So you're going to tell me that being that it says Zeh HaDavar there too, it's something that's only noyeg for that door, but L'dayr is not. There it's different. L'dayr Roysam. It says the word L'dayr Roysam. So it's true it says Zeh HaDavar, but it also says L'dayr Roysam. So being that it says L'dayr Roysam, L'dayr Roysam is marba other generations as well. Frank, the Gemara, Zeh HaDavar, the Rosh HaMatris, Hochin Abdelayne El Badarzeh. It says Zeh HaDavar in Parshas Matris. Parshas Matris begins with the Parsha Vaforas Nadorim. And there too it begins with the words Zeh HaDavar. So you're going to tell me that the Zeh HaDavar that it says in Parshas Matos is coming to tell me that Aforas Nadorim is only the gate of that door. I'm a told my who Yalav Zeh Zeh Mehasam. There, I have Xerishav. I learned Zeh from Shchut Echotz. That being that Shchut Echotz, it says Zeh HaDavar. And over there it means L'dayrus. How do I know? Because it says L'dayrusam. Zaforas Nadorim, even though it says Zeh HaDavar. But I have a ribui to tell me that it applies for all generations. I don't understand. Bishloim ha'asam. Bishloim ha'asam. Oh, Faitimar ha'ay nami leil of zeh zeh mi ha'asam. If you have a Xerishavah to teach me that despite the fact that it says Zeh HaDover in Parshas Matos, still I learned Zeh from Shchutei Chutz to tell me that Aforas Nadarim is something that's Noyeg L'Doyrois. Why don't we say the same exact thing regarding Asavas Nachla? That even though it says Zeh HaDover, but really it's something that's Negeya, even future Doyrois. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Bishlam Hasam over the Itzrich L'Gzereshov. The words Zeh HaDover that it says in Parshas Matos have a function regardless of what we're discussing now. We're discussing, is Aforas Nadarim something that was only Negeya L'Shah, or is Aforas Nadarim something that was Negeya L'Doyrus? Regardless of what the answer to that is, we need Zeh HaDover for a Gzeir Shav. And the Gemara in a moment is going to tell us what that Gzeir Shav is. But Hoch over here, L'may Itzterech, there's no purpose in the word Zeh HaDover in the parasha of Asavas Nachla. There's no Gzeir Shav that I need it, the Torah, to tell me the word Zeh HaDover to teach me some halacha. So I don't need Zeh HaDover. So if you're going to tell me that the Isra HaSavas Nachla wasn't only relevant to that dar, but it's something that was negeya even future generations, then why the Torah write Zeh HaDover? To tell me that, learn it from Shchutei Chutz, that the Isra is going to be negeya l'doyrus? The only reason I have a havamina that it shouldn't be negeya l'doyrus is because it says Zeh HaDover. So just don't say Zeh HaDover, and of course I'll know that it's L'dayrus. Lishtoy kromine, let it not say Zeh HaDover, and I'll know that it's L'dayrus. So from the fact that the Torah wrote Zeh HaDover, it can't be to tell me, learn Gzeir HaShavar from Shchutei Chutz, that the Isra HaSavas Nachla is Negei L'dayrus. Because if the Torah wants to tell me that the Isra HaSavas Nachla is Negei L'dayrus, don't say anything. Well, why would I ever have a Havamina that it should have been Negei L'dayrus? Bishloimo, by the Parsha of Aforas Nadarim, the Torah had to say Zeh HaDover. It had to tell me Zeh HaDover for Gzeir HaShavah. This is how lochas we learn from that Gzeir HaShavah. So once the Torah had to say Zeh HaDover, now I have a havamina. Whoa, it says Zeh HaDover. Zeh HaDover is a little misleading because it's a little bit mashma. It's only negeya this dar. So the Torah says, no, this is Gzeir HaShavah. We learn Gzeir HaShavah from Shchutei Chutz that it's not only going to be negeya this dar, it's going to be negeya future Torahs as well. But in the parasha of Asavas Nachla, there is no purpose for the word Zeh HaDover. There's no limud I have from Zeh HaDover other than the idea that it's only negeya this dar. So if you're going to tell me that it's not only negeya this dar, it's something that's really negeya l'doyrus, so the way to do that is not by saying Zeh HaDover and then having Gzeir HaShavah. It's by saying nothing. So for that reason, I know that Zeh HaDover in the parasha of Asavas Nachla is coming to tell me that it's only negeya that dar. The Zeh HaDover in Shchutei Chutz I know is L'dayrus because it says L'dayrusam, and the Zeh HaDover in Parshas Matos I know also is L'dayrus because I have a Gzeir HaShavah. It says my Gzeir HaShavah. So we just said this nice Gzeir HaShavah that I learned halachas from Haforas Nadarim to Shchutei Chutz and vice versa. From Shchutei Chutz to Haforas Nadarim. Which halachas do I learn? The Tanya. It's a Brais. Nemakan Zeh HaDover v'nema lahalon Zeh HaDover. It says Zeh HaDover in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, and it says Zeh HaDover in the parasha of Haforas Nadarim. Ma'al lahalon harim levadav v'chol Yisrael. Just like by Shchutei Chutz, it applied to all Yidin equally, whether it's a harim, whether it's a son, whether it's Klal Yisrael. In fact, that's what the pasuk says. Dabra laharim v'albono v'alkol b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim Zeh HaDover ashetziv Hashem leimor. The Isra Shchutei Chutz is not unique to Kehanim. You could have thought maybe only a Kohen's not allowed a Shech Bachotz. It can make sense. A Kohen's the one who does the Avodah. So if he does the Avodah Bachotz, says the Torah, no. Dabra laharim, the Kohen Gadol, v'albonov, the Kohen Hedyitz, v'alkol b'nei Yisrael. Even a Poshet Yid has the Isra of Shchutei Chutz. Afkan, a harim nevada v'chol Yisrael. So too in the Parsha of Aforas Nadarim, it applies to all Yidden. Uma kan Roshei HaMatos, and just like Parshas Matos was said to the Roshei HaMatos, Vayedaber Moshe El Roshei HaMatos L'Nei Yisrael Emor. It was said to the Chshuvim, Zeh HaDover HaShetziv HaShem. Aflahalon Roshei HaMatos. So too, the Shchutei Chutz is talking about the Roshei HaMatos. Okay, we still need a little bit of help here. What are we talking about? Ma lahalon Aharon Nevada V'chol Yisrael. Afkan Aharon Nevada V'chol Yisrael. My Hilchah. So what Allah are we coming to teach me? Meaning, I know what Aharon Nevada V'chol Yisrael means in Shchutei Chutz. That the Isra Shchutei Chutz is not unique to the Kohen Gadol. It's not unique to the Kehanim. It's true for all Yidim. What does it mean in the context of Aforas Nadarim? Amar Avach B'Yakiv Loimesh Aforas Nadarim B'Shloishet Yoytos. That if somebody makes a neder and he wants to go to a Chacham to be matter, the Chacham could be Aharon. He could be like one of his sons, or he could be a Poshet Yid. Every single Yid is included in terms of him having the ability to be made for neder. Freak the Gemara of a Rashi HaMatis Ksiv. That's not what the Torah says. Doesn't Parshas Matis begin talking to the Rashi HaMatis? Vayedaber Moshe el Rashi HaMatis of Nei Yisrael Lemar Zeh HaDavar? Says the Gemara. Kedam Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yechanan B'Yachid Mumcha. Hachanami B'Yachid Mumcha. Yeah. There is a place for the Rosh Hamatos in the context of Ataras Nedarim, and that is if you go to one. Meaning if you go to three random Jews count. If you're only going to one, then that one has to be on the level of Rosh Hamatos. So on the one hand, it's Vayidaber Moshe Levneis, Vayidaber Moshe Rosh Hamatos Levnei Yisrael. Ataras Nedarim is related to Rosh Hamatos if it's a Yochid. Then Yochid has to be a Mumcha. At the same time, we have the Gzirah Shava, Zeh Adover, to teach me that it could be a Hanroin, it could be Bonav, it could be Kol B'nei Yisrael, because if you're going to three, then any three are going to be good. That's the Gzirah Shava in terms of what we learn from Shchutei Chatz. We learn a Halach and Haftaras Nedarim, or Hafaras Nedarim, as the Gemara calls it, from Shchutei Chatz, that three Poshet Yidin could be matter neder. What about in the reverse? Umakan Rashi Amatis. We said that just like in Ataras Nedarim, the Torah emphasized Rashi Amatis. Aflahal and so too by Shchutei Chutz Rashi Amatis. My hill, because what halacha is that coming to teach me? Amar Avsheishes Loimer Sheyesh Shelo Behekdish. That is a concept of being matter neder when it comes to kachim. Meaning, so kedaita chamino that even though hekdish is a neder, the ran and Nedarim. Right in the beginning, Shtel Zavek, there's two types in the Dorim. There's Nidre Isser, that's the Pashat and Neder, and then there's Nidre Hektish, when someone's Maktish something. Hektish also works with the Parish of the Nedarim. So you would think that just like you could be Matter a regular Neder, you could be Matter Hektish, or maybe not, maybe you can't be Matter Hektish. That's what the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me. We're Makish, the Parish of Shchutei Chutz, which is discussing Hektish, to Parishes Mates, which is Ish Kiider Neder Lashem, or Yishav Ashvu, Lesser Israel Nafshoy. We're talking about regular Nidre Yisr, to teach me that just like by Nidre Yisr, there's a concept of being Matter the Neder, so too when it comes to Nidre Hektish, there's a concept of being Matter the Neder as well. Freak the Gemara, the Beshamid Amri, Ain Shelo Behektish, according to Beshamid that holds you can't be Matter Hektish. Mishnah, who's this Beishami? Beishami Yim Hektish, Toys Hektish. If someone makes Hektish, Betoys is Hektish. Who Beisil Oimrim, Inay Hektish. And Sheila is related to Taos. Bottom line is the Gemara assumes that if Beishami holds Hektish, Toys Hektish, it means you can't be Shoyal on Hektish. So, how is Evazer my Avdile? So, he doesn't have that second leg of the Gzeri Shava. What are we using with the second leg of the Gzeri Shava? To teach me that just like you can be Matur Nidre Yisr, so too you can be Matur Nidre Hektish. And the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara's Kasha, here's the punchline. That if Beis Shammai held that the Gzeirah Shavah, Zeh Adover, he would have held that Hektish Tois Lo Yavi Hektish. Because he would have used the Gzeirah Shavah, like the Brisa uses it, to tell me that you could be Matur Hektish. If so, it's Muchach, then Hektish Betois Loi Havi Hektish. If Beis Shammai holds Hektish Betois Havi Hektish, that means you're forced to say that Beis Shammai doesn't hold that you could be Shoyal on Hektish. If you can't be Shoyal on Hektish, that means it doesn't hold the Gzeirah Shavah. So Hai Zev Zemai of delay. So why then did the Torah write Zeh Hadavar? By Hasavas Nachla, the Torah wrote Zeh Hadavar to teach me it was only Negei that Dar. Till now, we were learning that why the Torah writes Zeh Hadavar by Shchutei Chutz and Zeh Hadavar by Parshas Matos is to teach me the Gzeirah Shavah, to teach me important halachas, to teach me that three head yoitis can be Matan Neder by Afaras Nedarim, and to teach me you can be Shoyal on Hektish. And the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz is a concept of Sheila. But according to Beis Shammai, he clearly doesn't hold the Gzeirah Shavah, because Beis Shammai holds Hektish Betois Havi Hektish. And if Beis Shammai held the Gzeirah Shavah, he would hold you can be Shoyal on Hektish, which would mean Hektish Betois Lai Havi Hektish. So why the Torah writes Zeh Hadavar in these two respective places? So the Gemara says, "Zeh hadavar the shchutei chutz mibayir le'al ha'sheichu tu chayv eni chayv ala moilek. Yomi chayv ha'shchita schutz, you're not chayv for malika schutz." Malika was the equivalent thereof of shchita that was done to an oif when they brought it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh. Zeh hadavar the Rashi ha'matis mibayir le'al ha'sheichu. Zeh hadavar Rashi ha'matis coming to teach me, l'chocham matir ve'im baal matir. A chocham can be matir neder, but a baal can't be matir neder. Baal mefer, a baal can be mefer neder. Ve'in chocham mefer, but a chocham can't be mefer neder. So we know there's two ways to get rid of a neder. You can go to a chacham. That's what we do Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mutalach. Three hedyotos, one mumcha. You can go to a chacham to be matir neder. There's also the parashat Haforos Nedarim. A married woman or a girl who was less than 12 years old, if she made a neder, b'yoyim shamay, the day that the neder was made, or the day that the father or the husband respectively heard the neder, they would have ability to be made for neder. But one is Ataras Nedarim, and one is Haforos Nedarim. And the Gemara says they're not the same thing. A chacham is matir, and a baal is mefer. The Gemara says, Chacham sha'amar b'loshon Baal, the Baal Sha'amar Balash Chacham. So if a Chacham said Mufralach, 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 or if the Baal said Mutterlach, 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 the halach is the ned is not going to be bottled. The Chacham has to stick to the Lashon Mutter, and the Baal has to stick to the Lashon Afar. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why are we so upset? Aren't they really accomplishing the same thing? So the answer is no. The Ran of Masechet Sadar quotes Yerushalmi, and he says that the way HaTorah and the way HaFarah work are very, very different. HaTorah's Nedarim is Uyku the Nedar L'mafreya. It's as if the Nedar never happened. In Yeshiva they say it's Minkanu L'haba L'mafreya, whatever that means. But you're Uyku the Nedar L'mafreya. HaFarah's Nedarim is not Uyku the Nedar L'mafreya. It's only Mevatul the Nedar Mikanu L'haba, Megas Gaius. From here to forward, the Nedar's not going to be here. But even now, we acknowledge that once upon a time, there was a Nedar. HaTorah, the Lashon HaTorah, is a Lashon of being Uykul Mafreya. HaFarah is a Lashon of being Meferet Mikanu L'haba. That's what the Ran says B'Shem Mer Yisham. There's a famous Rambam in Perik Yud Gimel Hilchas Nadarim, where the Rambam has it in the reverse. The Rambam says, HaFarah is Uykul Mafreya, HaTorah is Matri Mikanu L'haba. This is one of the most shverste Rambams of all time. The Kesef Mishnah is very Mayuk. Rabbi Chanan Kavitzaoru says Dvarim Niflon to try to say Pshat in this Rambam. But the Rambam is very shver. It's not the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is that HaFarah works Mikanu L'haba. HaTorah works the Mafreya, and that's why you have to say it in the right way. Because if a Baal's going to say Mutalach, 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 it sounds like the Baal's being Oikir the Nedal Mafreya. He doesn't have the ability to do that. He said that he's doing something he can't really do. Thus, it doesn't work. If the Chacham is going to say Mufalach, 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 it sounds like he just wants to be Mevatel Mikaru L'Abba. That's something he doesn't either have the ability to do. So the Baal has to say Mutalach, the Chacham has to say, the Baal has to say Mutter, the Mufar, the Chacham has to say Mutter. The point is, they have to say it with the right lashon. Beishamai says, how do I know that? Zehadover. You have to get it right. You have to say it in the right way. If you look at the Rashbam here, the Rashbam seems to have a different shot. It almost sounds like from the Rashbam, I'm not sure, but it almost sounds like from the Rashbam that the Rashbam learned that HaFarah also works on Mafreya. HaTorah works on Mafreya, and HaFarah also works on Mafreya. It might be a third shita. We might have the Yerushalmi, which the Ran quotes in Nedarim Ayin Zayin Mabez, which is the Pashtus. HaTorah is Oikul Mafreya, HaFarah is Mikano Lahaba. The Rambam who had it in the reverse, and the Rashbam who says a little bit like they both. What's the difference then? The Rashbam says the difference is, in order for a Chacham to be Matir Neder, you need a Pesach, you need a Charot, it has to be a basis. You can't just do it frivolously. You can't just do it indiscriminately. You can't just make a Neder, say, you know what, I'm not interested in the Neder. Let me go to a Chacham, Mutalach, 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 I'll get myself out of the Neder. So get Yishnezah. Not so simple. You need a basis. You need Pesach, you need Charata, a Baal, or an Av, a husband or a father, they don't need a basis. As long as it's B'yayim Shammai, they have ability to do it. So the Rashbam says that HaFarah suggests that you just be Mevatalit. For no reason other than the fact that you decided that you want to be Mevatalit. HaTorah suggests that you're doing it for a reason. There's a basis. That's the nuance between HaTorah and HaFarah. Either way, a little bit more cheshmer. Beishamai, the last week's Zeir Shavah. According to Beishamai, who doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shavah, right? We just established that. How do you know Beishamai doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shavah? Because Beishamai holds Hekdish, Betoyis, Havi, Hekdish. Which means that you can't be Shoyal on Hekdish. Now, if he held of the Gzeir Shavah, he would have learned from Parshas Matis to the Parshas of Shchutei Chutz that you could be Shoyal on Hekdish. Elamai doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shavah. So what's the Kasha? We said earlier that how do you know that three Het Yoytos could be Matin Eder? You learn it from the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz. Meaning, even though Parshas Matis seems to be talking to the Rosh Yamatis, but we learn from Shchutei Chutz where the Torah says, Tabra laharim vel bonu vel kol b'nei Yisrael, that just like there, any Yid is included in the Parsha, so to hear any Yid is going to be included in the Parsha. But Beishamai doesn't hold it, Gzeir Shav. So it'll be Shem, and the last one, Gzeir Shav, Avaris Nadar Mishloish Ed Yoytas Minolu. How does he know that three Ed Yoytas could be Matin Eder? The Gemara says, Nafkum with the Tainos from a different Baisa. Vaidaber Moishes, Mayadi Hashem, Elben Yisroh. Beisak Lulem, Beisak Lili said, Mayadi Hashem, Nemro, Shabbos Bereshis, Loi Nemro. The Gemara will explain what that means. Ben Azai says, Mayadi Hashem, Nemro, Haforas, Nedorim, Loi Nemro. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosim, Gomel Allah Hamasis. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosim heard this Baisa, but like us, he had no idea what the Baisa meant. So also Basri, Rav Sheish, he followed Rav Sheish all the way to Nahardah. And he couldn't find him. Azal Basra to Mechuza. Then he chased him to Mechuza. Finally, he met Rav Sheishas. Ashkechei. Amalei, what in the world is Pshat in this? I heard this Braisa. Mayade Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Pereishas Voy Nemru. What does this Braisa mean? Amalei, say, told him, I'll tell you what it means. Mayade Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Mayade Hashem required Kiddush Bezdin. Meaning, Bezdin, once upon a time, had to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. If they weren't Mekadosh L'Chodesh, then you couldn't have a Yontif. Shabbos Pereishas Ein Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Yontif is taller in Kiddush Bezdin. But Shabbos? It's not taller in Kiddush Bezdin. That was what the Braisa meant. Mayade Hashem Nemru, that's taller in Bezdin. Whereas Shabbos is not Tolui in Bezdin. So, what's the Havamina? Why would you have thought Shabbos is Tolui in Bezdin? I would have thought, hell, because if it says Gabi Mayadis, the Parsha of Shabbos is set in the Parsha Mayadis and Parsha's Emor. So I would have thought that Shabbos is like Yontif. And just like Yontif requires Kiddush Bezdin, maybe Shabbos also requires Kiddush Bezdin. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't. My Mayadi Hashem Nemra Forus. So then he continued, he said, Rav Sheishas, explain to me the second part of the Braisa. Mayadi Hashem Nemru HaForas Nedarim Lai Nemru Mayin Yishmit Eitzel Har Sinai Mayin HaForas Nedarim Eitzel Mayadi Hashem. So he told him, Mayadi Hashem Tzrichin Mumchin. In order to do Kiddush Bezdin, we just said, you're the best. How many Dayanim? Three. The Dayanim have to be mumchin. Haforas nedarim ein tzrichim mumchin. That's the drasha. Haforas nedarim doesn't require. Iva Rashi Amatis Ksiv. It says in the Torah he told him Rashi Amatis. I'm Rav Chizda. I'm Rav Yoichin b'Yachid mumcha. If it's a Yachid, then the Yachid in fact has to be a mumcha. However, if you're going to use three, in that case, he doesn't have to be a mumcha. So just to conclude, the parsha of Haforas Nedarim, the parsha of Haforas Nedarim begins Vayidaber Moshe El Roshei Amatos Livnei Yisrael Lemar. And although we came out of the sugyo that to a degree Roshei Amatos, those words teach me halacha, and that is that if you want to be Matan Eder by one person, you can only if that person is a chashuv. He's from the Roshei Amatos. He has to be a mumcha, but certainly the Iker parsha of Haforas Nedarim wasn't said to the Roshei Amatos. In which case, the poshet, simple reading, the Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, when the Balkoyer reads on Shabbos, it's a little misleading. Fayidaber Moshe, Moshe spoke to the Roshe Amatis, Zeh Adov HaShativ HaShem, Ishki Yidah Nedal HaShem V'Yishav HaShvua. Why is Moshe only talking to the Roshe Amatis? Again, we learned the halacha from the words Roshe Amatis. A Yochad Mumcha could be Mater Ned. But is the parsha talking dafka to the Rosh? No, the parsha is talking to every yid. There's a sif cotton that happens to be nageya Rosh Amatis, because they're the only ones qualified to go ahead and be matanedah if they be matanedah by themselves. What's posh of shan in the pasuk? And the Rishonim grapple with it. Why was this parsha said to the Rosh Amatis? The parsha of Shabbos wasn't said to the Rosh Amatis. The parsha of pick any parsha in the Torah wasn't said to the Rosh HaMatas. Why was the parsha of Nedarim said specifically to the Rosh HaMatas? So the Ramban discusses it, and the Ramban says one dover nifla. He says, "V'ulai sorich lahalim ela chukim mehem." It could be the parsha of Nedarim is very sensitive, and you can't teach the parsha of Nedarim to a regular yid. You know why? Shla yinagu kalus reish ben Nedarim. Aval chach me Yisrael Rosh HaShivteim limit haMishpat. This is not just the parsha of Nedarim. This is the parsha of Haforas Nedarim. This is the parsha of Haforas Nedarim. If you're going to go ahead and tell someone, you can promise, and then you can be Matan Eder. You could say Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur. You could say Mutalach, 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 Shimon or Abaisai, Dayana Mumchin on Erev Rosh Hashanah. People are going to be Mako. They're going to have Kalas Reish. They'll promise, they'll swear through their teeth. But, so Rosh Hashanah, I said Kol Nidre, they're going to be Noye Kalas Rosh. So the Ramban says the Torah was sensitive not to just share this parsha with everybody in the world. So Hashem told Moshe, V'osol Oymei B'fnei HaMoretz, tell this parsha to the Rosh HaMatis. Call the Chshuvim and tell them there's a parsha in the Torah, it's called Haforas Nedarim. There's a parsha in the Torah, it's called Haforas Nedarim. I don't want everyone to know about this, because people have to think that you make a neder, it's the most chomer thing in the world. You can't get away from it. I don't want people to think that you can make a neder, I'll make my husband hear it and he'll say Mufalach, Mufalach, and I'll be done with it. No, it's not so simple. So that people shouldn't be noya kalas reish ben adarim. It's for that reason you have to be uber sensitive before. In fact, historically speaking, there were times where they didn't learn Masechtas Nedarim in yeshivas, specifically the latter prokem of Masechtas Nedarim, which deal with the sugyas of Atara and the sugyas of Afara, because they were so worried about this idea, which has a makor in the Torah. This is a 3,000 plus year yesoid. We're already worried about. Daber El Roshei Hamatois, don't shear the nuances of Atoris Nadarim and Aforis Nadarim to the Moinam, because I don't want everyone to know about this. They shouldn't be Noya Kalas Rosh. But I'll tell you something brilliant that I saw from the Lutzkerov and the Znaim Lutera. He says, Vaidabra Moshe El Roshei Hamatois Obnei Yisrael, something that I think we can all relate to, also very much in Yonah Diyayimah. Yochel Shalai Omar Moshe Parashazu Elu Nasiyan Belvat says, the Lutzkerov. You know why the Torah spoke to the Roshei Hamatois? V'nira, l'fi shehei mavtichem l'fnei abechiros. Because you know who makes more promises than anybody else? People that are elected officials. Roshei Hamatois, Nesiim. He says, l'fnei abechiros, before the elections, l'kisei ha-nesios, they promise, horizov, l'beichreim, you vote for me, I'm going to change the world. We're going to lower taxes. Everything is going to be great. And then somehow, in quotations, they somehow get a little bit schwach. They don't keep all the promises that they make. So it comes out this, that they were voted into office, it was all predicated on lies, on false promises. That's why the Torah spoke directly to the... Of course, this is negay all the Yidden. But there's a little emphasis over here on the Roshei Hamatois, because you, Roshei Hamatois, who walk around making promises to your constituents, to your voters, I want you to know, Lo Yachal Devari applies to you too. You have to make sure that you keep those promises, lower taxes the way you said, build new school, pave the roads, make the airports more efficient, do everything that you said, repeal the healthcare. What else?
I'll show you.
Build the wall. Do everything you said you were going to. So he sends you at the end of Lutzkerov. So he says, so I went through the drush over there. It's fascinating. One beautiful thing he says over there, he says that it's not a coincidence, and Devin Ezra already says this, it's not a coincidence that in Parshas Matis, you know what you have? You have the story of the Bnei God and the Bnei Ruvain. Who are the Bnei God and the Bnei Ruvain? The Bnei God and the Bnei Ruvain, they wanted to settle Beir Yarden. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tell Moshe, we'd rather settle over here. So Moshe sits down and he negotiates a deal with them. The deal is, we have to go fight. You're not going to settle here and get away from the war that your brothers are now going to have to fight. If you're willing to come along and fight, but not just come along, you're going to lead the way. You're going to be on the front lines. Then, after all the Yidden settle land, you can go back. I'll give you land Be'evra Yardin. That was the deal that they made. So the Lutzkerov said that Parshas Matos, this parsha of Ayidaber Moshe Roshei Hamatois of Bnei Yisrael, is not coincidentally next to the parsha of Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Roshei Hamatois, made a deal. They made a promise. They used their power as elected officials to negotiate, to cut a deal together with their constituents. You have to keep the deal. Just like Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain have to keep their end of the deal, Moshe, you also have to keep your end of the deal. The Yidden have to keep their end of the deal. A deal is a deal. You made a promise. It's something that you're going to have to keep. So again, there's a special exclamation mark, a special emphasis on the Roshei Hamatois. When it comes, we'll pick up on this note in Yetzir Shem tomorrow.